Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm the agriblogger, Chuck Zimmerman, and I'd like to thank the sponsor for our program, and that's Growmark. Locally owned, globally strong. I am in recovery from, well, let's just say a lot of travel here out on the agriblogging highway. Part of that recovery is just, I don't even know how many time zones I've been in the last 3 weeks. From the Farm Progress Show in Boone, Iowa, to the Alltech Global Dairy and Beef Conference in Deauville, France, and then on to the International Federation of Agricultural Journalists Congress in Aberdeen, Scotland. We've got lots of stories from these events that are still being posted on AgWired and its family of websites like animal.agwired and precision.agwired. So I hope you take time to kind of look through there because we've got some very interesting stuff to share. In this week's program, we're going to focus on the IFAJ Congress. And I'm going to start out with some opening remarks from the head of the British Agricultural Journalists Guild, Jane Craigie. And then also close up with a closing interview that I did with Adrian Bell, who chaired the Congress this year. You'll learn a little bit about what went on there, kind of what they thought of hosting this Congress and having a bunch of us crazy folks from all over the world there to their country. We had a great time, and I'll continue sharing stories from that on AgWired as time allows. And I've got quite a bit to share. So let's hear opening remarks from Jane, and then we'll move on to Adrian.
John's just told me that I've got to stretch it. That's going to be difficult, given that I'm only 5'2", John. Apparently dinner is being prepared for us, and we need to stretch it out a little bit. Thank you, Lord Provost, and welcome to Scotland, and more importantly, the northeast of Scotland. The granite city of Aberdeen dominates this region, so it's fitting that we have our opening night here. Our warmest thanks goes to Aberdeen City Council for its huge generosity in putting on this evening for the world's farming media. The team here has organised a fine evening of Scottish culture, hospitality, and incredible food for you. As chairman of the British Guild of Agricultural Journalists, I'm truly delighted to welcome the 210 delegates here, representing 37 countries, with a global audience reach of more than 40 million readers, viewers, and listeners. And it's fitting that we host this event in the British Guild's 70th anniversary year. As you'll see over the coming days, this is a region within our small isles that has many precious resources: energy, oil, gas, and renewables, iconic food and drink brands, and a land and seascape rich in quality produce. It is also home to some of the world's most pioneering scientists in agri-food, technology, and medicine. This Congress is about farming, food, heritage, and culture. It's about innovations from our small island. And it's about Scotland at a momentous time in our country's history, days before our citizens vote on independence. But IFAJ 2014's overriding content is about the people you will meet and about your fellow delegates who've travelled from afar to be here. I'd also like us to remember our friend and colleague, Joe Watson. He was the man who brought IFAJ 2014 to Scotland, and Saturday night's Cayley will be dedicated to him. Save a small handful of woefully underpaid support staff, this Congress has been organised by voluntary people, with the kindness and generosity of sponsors and individuals. Sadly, in today's world, sponsors can be viewed with cynicism. In no way, shape, nor form should ours be viewed with anything but other than the respect for their unconditional support. The overriding sentiment amongst our sponsors has been to help the British Guild to showcase our industry to the world. Our principal sponsors, Massey Ferguson, Perkins, and Waitrose, have taken every step of the journey with us and are huge supporters of our Guild, and we cannot thank you enough. And over the next 5 days, you'll be seeing our stunning Scotland driven on buses provided free of charge by Stagecoach. you'll have a unique window into the lives and businesses of some truly inspiring people. You'll find multiple stories at every turn, in every person, and every place that you visit. Thanks to John, we have Scotland's First Minister, Alex Salmond, coming to speak to us on Sunday at the gala dinner, just 11 days before the Scottish independence referendum. And just on a point of note about the next few days, you'll all need this over the next few days. I noticed on the Fingon tour today that a few people didn't have them. In here, there's timetables, all of the details about the businesses that you'll be going to visit. So keep hold of that, whatever you do. So before we eat, I'd like you to raise your glasses and once again thank Aberdeen City Council for hosting this evening. And please enjoy the evening.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Jane spoke at an opening welcoming reception in Aberdeen, Scotland, which was a fantastic event, just like some of the other dinners that included the closing gala banquet. It was at that banquet that I visited with Adrian, and let's find out his thoughts as we closed out this year's Congress. Adrian, we are coming to the close of the IFAJ Congress here in Scotland. Just your thoughts as the chairman for this to say, how has it gone? What's the feedback as we move away?
Tremendously relieved that it's all over. I have to say, it's a huge weight off my shoulders now, and for Jane as well, who together, I think we've supported each other through many difficult things, and now we've just enjoyed a wonderful buzz from what has been IFAJ 2014.
We've done one in the U.S. It's an unbelievable amount of logistics that go into putting something like this on with people from so many countries, so many languages and cultures. To you, going through it now, are there just maybe a couple of highlights that you would come away from thinking, I'll never forget?
I think, yes, the hosts this year are definitely one of the highlights, because all of those farmers we visited have been so welcoming and accommodating to our delegates, but they've also given them the stories they need, and that's part of what Congress is all about. The other thing which every Congress is about is the people, the delegates who have come here, and they've spent their money, they've enjoyed their time, they've supported us in the British Guild in getting a place on Congress and coming here to share our Congress with us. And I think those are the memories that I'll take with me. The wonderful hosts who helped us tell the story of Scottish food and farming, and those who we shared it with, because I've had some fantastic times. And after all, I've not just done the main Congress, I was going on pre-Congress as well, and all of those people together, we've shared some really fantastic times over the last 7 days. And those, I think, are the memories that I will hold and treasure for a long time to come.
I actually, in my years, have seen more first-time Congress attendees here, I think. I don't know if there's a statistic on that, but it just seemed like I saw more of them. Have you gotten feedback from the attendees here? And if so, what's it been like?
I think what has marked out this Congress, as you say, I mean, it's been a lot of people. We've had 210 people here to manage. And, in fact, had it not been for some last-minute cancellations, we would have reached our full capacity, which was going to be 220. And that would have been amazing. We're still amazed at the result. We never thought it would. We wondered whether it would turn out right. You always do when you're organising an event of this size. And yes, we've had our hiccups and so on, but none of them have been insurmountable, or we found a solution to them. And I think, yeah, that just says it all. The people here have, I hope, really enjoyed their Congress. Mm-hmm. I know I enjoyed my first one, which was Canada in 2011, and that's what made me a Congress convert, because the camaraderie here and the shared sense of purpose that together we're communicating agriculture is really inspiring, I think. And I really hope that the first-time attendees, particularly the young leaders, the masterclass participants, will look and think that, yes, I want to come on future Congresses, I want to be involved.
I know we turned over the flag to New Zealand. Do you have plans for next year already?
I'd like to say I've booked my ticket. but registration
hasn't opened
yet.
That's so far out in the future, you know? Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, we are looking forward. If the opportunity presents itself to get to New Zealand, then we will do so, because what they've shared with us in terms of what they're going to be doing and the story that they're going to be sharing is really inspiring too, and I would love to support them by turning up as a delegate.
I just want to close out here by just mentioning it, although I should have started with it, that I consider him a very good friend, Joe Watson, who we dedicated this Congress to, who we have honored in every way we could here now. You know, he was an inspiration. He obviously meant a lot to people. I met a couple tonight that were very emotional. It just finally hit them, I think, tonight as we closed out. But got to mention that here, that he had a definite influence over us, looking down on us now.
Absolutely.
And probably wondering why the F we've done some of the things we've done, right?
Yeah, I mean, Joe has never been far from our thoughts since he passed, and this Congress is very much his legacy, both to IFAJ, of whom he was a fervent supporter, and to the British Guild, and of course not least his native Aberdeenshire. He, I think, would have been absolutely delighted and humbled by the fact that so many people chose to come here and enjoy the British Congress, and it is Joe's legacy.
Well, if it wasn't for Joe, I probably would never have the experience of wearing a kilt. And I did that only for Joe.
Well done.
And it was a refreshing experience, I might add. So thank you, Adrian. We will look forward to next year as we move on to another country. But great job here in Scotland. My first time. And here from Aberdeenshire, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.
Thank you.
Next year, we're moving on to New Zealand for the IFAJ Congress, and I would urge any of you AAEA members out there, that's the Ag Editors as we call them, and maybe members of the National Association of Farm Broadcasting, Livestock Publications Council, you can all go, and it is just a fantastic experience to sort of immerse yourself into a different culture and also into a different agricultural environment. So I hope you'll do it. Just check with ifaj.org to get the latest information. Well, that's the Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.